Jacksonville, Florida. It's time for another Hour of Power with Apostle Kimberly Daniels. Get ready for a 60-minute experience that will change your life forever.
All right, let me just pray, and then I got a word that's going to stir you up on Mother's Day. Father, we bless you, we magnify you, we glorify you. We thank you for those who have ears to hear. And God, I thank you that the anointing of the pastor, God, although you called me into the apostolic and to be an apostle, I thank you for the shepherding anointing that's on me today to minister to this congregation on Facebook, God, on the internet. And I thank you that we're taking authority over the airways right now. This word is going out all around the world, and it's not by power, not by might, but by your spirit. God, thank you for blessing us to bless others. And as we give our gifts, we just thank you that our gifts will make room for us. God, make room in the hearts of those that we love and we labor with every day. We bless the mothers. We pray for the mothers. We pray for the word today. And God, I thank you for blessing the labor of our hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now I want y'all to go ahead. Again, I said I got a new Cash App, Demon Buster 60. And for the Zelle, you can use the email, the same email you call for anything, conferences or whatever, if you want to email me, is the KDMI300@gmail.com. And are y'all ready for the word? Come on. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for all the mothers. Y'all, let's get focused on what is God saying to us today as we're celebrating Mother's Day. What is the Lord saying? We prayed. We're seeking the face of God. Now, I just want to share these scriptures with you. Judges 6:2. It says, "And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel, because of Midian, the Israelites made themselves the dens of which are in the mountains and caves and the strongholds." Wow. Come on, put Midianites. The Midianites are the ones who come up against your finances. And it said, because of financial trouble, because of financial problems, because of financial situations, the enemy locked them in and had them bound in their own homes. Now listen, so they built for themselves strongholds, dens. That word dens, it means a place where they lived or where they abide. If we were to say it in English, it would say that they built themselves into bondage in their own houses. I want to talk about women of the tent. And I want to talk about the anointing. Everybody think that an anointed woman has to travel around the world or write books or do interviews or be on TV all the time. No, there are women of the tent that are so anointed. The virtuous woman. And the virtuous woman don't mean barefooted and pregnant and just cleaning up the kitchen and the bathroom. That word virtue and virtuous woman, it means war worthy. Come on, I want you to, there's some women that's going, I'm not going to stay up here long, but guess what? You're going to be motivated because we're going to make some confessions and you're going to know how important you are. If it wasn't for the single moms, listen, it's best that you be married and it's best that we have the family unit like God intended it to be, but we're not going to down all those women who were single moms who had to go to work and who had to pay the bills, had to take care of the children, go to school, clean the house, cook the dinner. They was doing everything at one time. That's what virtue is all about. Yeah, and preached and prayed and cast out the devil out of their house at the same time. I feel the anointing of God. And I want you, that's why I put women of the tent. See, I just want to celebrate you single mothers out there who everybody sometimes, I was a single mother. I am a single mother now. You know, and I celebrate you. I celebrate all the mothers. But we're not going to downplay what you've been through. We're not going to downplay that you saved everything you could. You sent that young man to college, and now he's in the pros. God bless you. And now he's working on Wall Street. Now he's an agent for all kind of professional people. God bless you. Come on, put women of the tent on there. See, the Midianites, put Midianites. We talked about the Amalekites. Those are eternal enemies. The Midianites, they specifically come to take your substance. They come to get your stuff. The Midianites want you to be impoverished, and they want you to be in bondage in your own house. They want you to be your lights to be cut off. They want you to be struggling. Listen, and you, it may not be lights cut off. It may be that you rich and you owe so many taxes that you can't breathe. That's still a Midianite. The Midianite don't care how much money you have. The Midianite is the one that when the man of God was hiding in the wine press and God called him, and he was like, how you gonna call me to fight this big army, against this big army? I'm hiding from the Midianites. The Midianites will bind you up in your own house. But we got a prayer that we're going to pray today. I bless you today, mothers. Listen, I bless the mothers that are married. I bless the mothers who are widowed. I bless the mothers who are single moms. I bless the women of the tent. There's nothing like a woman of the tent. Listen, in the year 2000, and Mother Scores came. Mother Scores, you came. Here we go now. We going with that 21. In the year 2000, and this year, Mother Scores, you have been here 21 years. Alicia just left the church, or not left the church, but launched out of the ministry after 21 years. Come on, y'all. Come on. It was 2000 when John Eckhart prophesied over me. And he said these words, the anointing of Jael, come on, shall come upon you. That's what Jael, the Bible says she was a woman of the tent. In other words, Jael was a housewife. So ladies, and I just want to say this to you. You can't win the world if you can't win your home. You can't go out winning everybody else's children and your children hate you. A lot of folk, I saw the little smart remarks and comments. Somebody, how could you command in the morning and then go dance with your children in the evening? Put this on the screen, because I can. Yeah, because I'm free enough to get up and command in the morning. And how about my children want to spend their vacation? You know, there's some preachers, when your children go on vacation, they don't want to be with you because you tight. You bound and you're not free in your own house. Jael was free in her own house. The anointing of Jael is coming upon you. The woman of the tent, the virtuous woman. That virtue means that you are war worthy, honey. You don't need a license. You don't need to be ordained by the biggest ministry in the world. You are a woman of the tent. And I called forth the JLs, and John Eckhart spoke it over my life, because he knew by the Spirit that I was going to have an oomph to raise up these boys and to raise up my daughter and my nephews and to be a matriarch in their lives and have a matriarchal anointing. You know, come on, we celebrate the matriarchs today. We celebrate the women of the tent. Listen, I'm talking about the ones, whether they stayed home and didn't work. Because let me tell you something. The most valuable job you can have and the hardest job you can have is keeping a house. JL kept her house. Hallelujah. Listen, go to another live. Skip my page. Because I am going to live. I'm 60 years old. That's why I put Demon Buster 60. That's my new Cash App. My new Cash App is Demon Buster 60. And for all of those of you, because I'm telling you, we probably giving out. And I'm just letting y'all know, because, you know, folk be talking, oh, they just give. No, we probably giving out about $3,000 to $5,000 worth of gifts today for mothers. Yep, that's right. We blessing them. We giving out about. And so that's why when you planting seeds, we're not just taking money, sticking it in our pockets. We're serving the community. My God, we do so much. Cars, and we put people in apartments. We buy cars. I think mother has had a couple of cars. You know, we've been buying cars for mothers for a long time. Because you know what? We honor them. And we honor them with the first fruit of our substance. Come on. Put honor the Lord with the first fruit of your substance. And for those of you, I don't want to get all caught up, but I need for those of you who are going to plant a seed today, we at church, you need to go to Demon Buster 60. There's a special anointing. And guess what? You can give whatever, but for those who touch and agree with me with $60, I'm going to talk about another offering too. Because there's a man of God, and I want to say this, and I'm going to get into this JL thing, but let me tell you something. Last night, y'all know every time I don't sleep, I'd be like, God, what's up? Because I sleep good. But last night, God was on me about women of the 10 and Mother's Day. God was on me last night. And the television, I went to sleep with the television on. I rarely do that because whatever's on TV to get in my spirit. So guess what, y'all? There's this preacher. He always coming on in the middle of the night, and he always taking up $1,000 offerings, and he always get my money. I'm just going to be honest with you. And like I do all the time, and it's been for, I know this has been for 10 years. Listen, sir, you need to reach, I need to have some investment in your ministry. But he always come on when I'm sleeping. And he was taking a $1,000 offering, and I fell asleep. Guess what I said when he came on? I said, oh, you ain't getting my money tonight. I already done planned to see. You came too late. You will not get my money tonight. I said it. Yeah, I meant it. I'm here to represent it. I said, I am not giving you $1,000. I'm not giving you a dime tonight. Not tonight, buddy. And while he was preaching, I fell asleep and woke up. And when I woke up, I didn't even hear the message. I didn't even know what he said. I woke up, he said, 300 of you got $1,000. And he gave 3 points for the three things that I specifically need in my life. I'm getting up. I'm so sleepy. I fell asleep again. He said, before this show go off, you got to give that $1,000. In my spirit, I was like, okay, I'll give it, but I'm going to send it later. I fell asleep and woke up. And he said, you still got time. Call and say, I'm one of the 300. And I said, oh, my God. That's my number, 300. Those are my prayer points. This man got my number. I called them. And guess what? And the lady that answered, usually they have said, she just could not get my mom. I was like, lady, could you please get my money so I can go back? I was so sleepy, just sleeping like a couple of hours. Maybe if I slept that, it seemed like my spirit was up. But I planted that $1,000 seed. He get me, and his name is Mike Murdoch, okay? He always talking about the seed and favor and uncommon favor. And at the end of this time when Apostle Eckhart, we've been planting seeds. And I was thinking about Mike Murdoch. Thank you, but you a little late. You would not get my $1,000. Guess what he got last night? My $1,000. Listen, you got to keep on giving. Long as you living, you got to keep on giving. And I thank God. And I thank God that the, I don't know if the devil kept trying to make me fall asleep. Because if I was up, I was going to obey God. But if I slept through, I had excuse. God, you know, I fell asleep. He said, give it now and say that you are a part. I said, God, I'm a part of this 300 people. And I gave that $1,000. And he get me every time. Mike Murdoch, if you happen to see this, I don't even know you, sir. I don't know nothing about your ministry. But I'm going to cut my TV off because every time I wake up in the middle of the night and you on there, I cannot resist planting that $1,000. Mike Murdoch has a ministry, I'm told. People tell me I don't know. I know he keep getting my $1,000 and he got it last night. And there's some of you, I don't know how many, and I know there's a lot of us on here. But I just gave Mother Scrubs $1,000. I just gave Mike Murdoch. And guess what? All these other mothers got gifts and stuff. You're planting seed into hot, fertile ground. Because we're turning the soil. Come on. We're turning the soil. We're not holding on to our seed. When you give it, it's like hot, fertile ground. We're planting seeds. And guess what? It's just like you invest and we invest in. What is the return going to be? So I don't know. It may be 30 of you. I don't know. But I just will be very encouraged. I don't care if one person give $1,000. Can somebody confirm that I know that I was in the will of God? And you know what? So let's go on. And y'all remember that $1,000. And do not send that $1,000 seed to Cash App. Do not send it. Send it to Zelle. Mail it. Because Cash App, we'll talk about that later. Do not send the $1,000. If you send it $1,000, don't send it to Cash App. Send it to Zelle. I got the information. I mail the check. I send it to Kim Daniels Ministry. Okay, that's my offering. Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Listen, Apostle Eckhart said the anointing of JL will come upon you. And I decree and declare over you that the anointing of JL will come over you. The Midianites shall not prevail over you. The Midianites come to do one thing and one thing only. They come to impoverish you. They come to put you into poverty. The Midianites is the strong man of poverty. Come on, we bind the spirit of the Midianite. And the worst thing that they could do is keep you in bondage in your own home. I am loosed. And guess what? My seed is making room for me. My seed is opening doors for me. Listen, you don't even have to know the person. I don't even know Mike Murdoch. But guess what? That poverty spirit, I don't know what was coming in the middle of the night, but God will wake me up. And this man that I don't know was always on the screen. Okay, listen, the word den, it says that Midianite prevailed against Israel. Because of Midian, the Israelites built themselves into their own house. They barricaded and blocked themselves and built themselves into their own dens, into their own houses. Now listen to this. Okay, it says, the children built themselves in the strongholds to dwell in that were located in their own homes. This is the worst level of bondage you can have, y'all, to be free and to be bound in your own house. Come on, y'all, to lose in your own house. You know, we used to fight on the streets. And can I tell you something? I'm a woman of peace. I don't fight nobody. But I always give my testimony. And the reason why I talk about what I used to do is because I don't do it no more. And so I have to remind myself, you know, because I don't fight, I don't cuss, I don't swim to people. I don't beat people out of money. I live a peaceable life. But I always talk about my past and Kim Parrish because the reason I do that is because I'm so grateful for what he brought me out of. And some folk don't understand that. Well, why are you talking about when you were on drugs? Why are you talking about? Because when I was a young girl, one thing you wasn't going to do is you were not going to beat me in my yard. Come on, put that on the screen. You will not defeat me in my house. You're not gonna beat me. If I could get you in my yard, I was guaranteed victory. I'm not even talking about in my house. If I got you on my property and you were in my coast, you were gonna be beat down. Come on. Come on, ladies, stay in your coast. And I prophesy and I decree and I declare Yashmi over your head that victory is in your house. The enemy will not, I don't care, no weapons formed against you will prosper in the name of Jesus. Guess what? Put JL on there. I'm going to tell you what I put JL for. JL is Jesus Army of Enlisted Ladies. Jesus Army. Come on, y'all. It's in my book. I copywrote it. It's in my book, Spiritual Housekeeping. Y'all know I got a lot of books, right? Jesus Army of Enlisted Ladies. JL. I'm going to have a JL meeting in my next boot camp just for women. Jesus Army of Enlisted Ladies. Come on, put it on the screen. And God speaks of a virtuous woman. It means that you are virtuous and war worthy. You're worthy of what you're going through. You're worthy to be on the front lines. You paid the price to have victory in this battle. War worthy, victorious. All right. It says that if you are not, this is what I'm going to read a statement, but it says, if you're not enlisted in the army of the Lord, my prayer is that you will be by the end of this message. Strap up your boots, gird up your loins, and put on the whole armor. The Lord is about to equip and anoint you to beat the devil down in your own house. Not only is he equipping you to deal with the personal attacks against your household, but he's also about to stir you up and ignite you concerning the call of God on your life. I call all the JLs forth. Jesus Army of Enlisted Ladies. JL, women of the tent, virtuous women of God. I call you forth. You will not be bound in your own house. Listen at this. In Judges 5 and 24. Come on, put it on the screen. Y'all getting excited? Judges 5 and 24. Some of you going to have to watch it over. Some of you, you got to go now with your family, but I want you to make sure you get all this word on the inside. Judges 5 and 24. Put it on the screen. It says, most blessed among women is Jael, the wife of Heber the Kenite. Blessed is she among women of the tent. Come on, put that on the screen. Jael is blessed among the women of the tent. Now listen, we're all women of the tent, but there is a Jael anointing that takes you. That's an apostolic anointing. That you know, just how the devil has a strong man, there's a stronger man. There's an apostolic anointing of Jael. You can be a woman of the tent, but will you be enlisted in Jesus' army? Jesus' army of enlisted women, Jael. You're signing up. Come on, swear in today. That means that you're going to be on the front line and you vow to beat anything down that try to cross the bloodline in your house in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let me just tell the story of Jael real quick. Y'all give me 2 minutes to tell it. And then I want to talk about Deborah. See, it's erroneous to believe that women can only flow in ministry as they're traveling around the world or going from church to church, city to city, whatever it may be. We cannot overlook the ministry of the women of the tent and the anointing of Jael. Okay. In Judges 5:24, when I just read it, Deborah, come on, spoke a blessing over Jael. Listen to this. How spiritually or biblically ignorant could you be when you say God did not call a woman to lead? Wow. And Deborah judged Israel. How spiritually and ignorantly biblically in the back room or just don't get it or missing it could you be? When you didn't understand that everybody who had a problem in Israel came to Deborah. She was a prophetess, but she wasn't just a prophetess. Come on, y'all, put Deborah on the screen. She wasn't just a prophetess, but she was a judge. My God. Deborah, God ain't called no woman. You can't read the Bible. We ain't going to even give you no attention or no space right now because we know that there's something missing up here that you just don't want to see it. You just don't want to see that Deborah, you didn't want to see Barak, the general of the army said he wasn't going to war without Deborah. Did somehow we skip over that? How did you miss that? Did you slip and fall and bump your head or something like that? I'm just not trying to be funny, but it's just so clear right there that there were some enemies in Israel and they were terrorizing Israel. And Deborah knew by the Spirit, she prophesied, she knew that there would be victory. And Barak was having a conversation with her. And Barak said, I will go and fight these enemies, all right? Sisera and I'm gonna give you all of that, all the information and the actual name. I'm gonna fight Sisera and them. Let's say it like that. But I'm not going. Come on, we talking about the general. I'm not going the general without you, Deborah. I need your prophetic anointing. I need your judgment and discernment, Deborah. Because you judge everybody in Israel, every man, every woman, every child with a problem came to Deborah. She judged. She was the number one chief magistrate. Okay. She was the shofat of Israel. Come on, somebody. Whoo, I get excited, especially when we dispel and get rid of false doctrine. It's false doctrine to say a woman can't do it. No, women are not false. You false. Come on. I got to stand in the gap for the ladies today. Listen, you can do all that God has anointed you to do. And I'm not trying to be hard and hateful, but I set my face against that lie in the name of Jesus. Don't tell me about what a woman can't do in the name of Jesus. There was some. Let me go ahead. Let me get with this. Deborah spoke a blessing in Judges 5:24 over Jael and called her a woman of the tent. Deborah also said that Jael would be blessed above all women of the tent. This blessing came upon Jael because God used her as an apostolic pioneer to exhibit how we can destroy the enemy in our very own homes. The devil wants to destroy the home. And God is raising up women of the tent to kill the devil in their own houses. All right. So here we go. Let's go. Here we go. Jael was a housewife. Put that on the screen. Jael was not an apostle, a prophet, a pastor, a teacher. Jael was a housewife. And she was married to a man named Heber, H-E-B-E-R. Come on, put Heber on the screen. H-E-B-E-R. We're going to walk through this. Jael was married to Heber, and Heber was friends. Heber was a Kenite, all right? And he was some kin to Moses, all right? Heber was a Kenite, and he was some kin to the father-in-law of Moses. He was indirectly a family member of Moses because he was some kin to... But Heber... had broken all ties with his people and friend, and Heber was at peace with Jabin and Sisera. One of them was the king, and one of them was the general of the devil's army, okay? Heber was at friends and at peace. He was, Jael's husband was operating with folk and friendly and didn't have no problem with people from the other side. Come on, somebody. Jabin and Sisera, okay? All right? So Sisera was the commander for the army that was coming against God's people, okay? Barak said, Deborah, I'm going to go and I'm going to take Jabin and Sisera, but I can't go without you, woman of God. I can't go without you, prophetess. Well, listen, how could they say a woman ain't called to be a prophet and they got the word prophetess in the Bible? Come on, somebody. They had New Testament men of God. They had daughters that didn't do nothing but prophesy. Come on, let me not be distracted. Let me stay focused, okay? He made peace with the things that came up against the army of the armies and the people of God. But although Jael was respectful to her husband, she didn't disrespect him. She didn't cuss him out. She didn't. But Jael say, uh-huh, see, I see you don't get it, but I'm going to have to be the gatekeeper because you sleeping. All right. So Jael didn't disrespect her husband. She was friends with the enemy. Her husband was friends with the enemy. But she said, but as for me and my house, we going to serve the Lord. Because see, while you sleeping, he going to get my children. Come on, put down the screen. Say, devil, you cannot have my children. I don't care what you believe a woman can't do. You cannot have my children. One thing about you can't say a woman can't do, we fight for our children. We are men with wounds. If we give birth, listen to me, if we give birth in the natural, can't we give birth in the spirit? See, the devil fear women, and I got a teaching called Why the Devil Hates Women, because we got wounds, because we reproduce. The devil don't know who you're going to give birth to next. The devil don't know what next Jael or what next Deborah or who else is coming out of the womb next, okay? All right. So here we go. So Deborah judged Israel, and she was a fivefold ministry prophetess in the Old Testament. Come on, put that on the screen in case we got any trolls and haters that come through. Deborah was a fivefold prophetess. And not even this girl sat in an office when it was not socially or culturally accepted. That's a bad sister. Can you imagine what she went through? But the anointing was so heavy on her life. Now, listen, let me say this to you, and I got to get on. I got to move on. When Deborah prophesied, the Bible say the stars lined up, come on, somebody, over Jael's tent. The stars lined up. She prophesied. And everywhere in the Old Testament, when I look for the word stars, it was angel. The angels were already there. Deborah sent the word, and the angels lined up over Jael's tent, over Jael's house. See, listen, before the man got to the house, he was already dead. His destiny was already destroyed because Deborah had touched and agreed with her sister Jael. See, a real woman of God know how to pass the baton. A real woman of God ain't hating you because God using you. See, a real woman of God ain't going to say, well, you've been in the house. I've been around the nation, and I wrote all these books. Don't nobody know you. You know, how is God using you like that? A real woman of God know how to pass the baton. Come on, say pass the baton, Deborahs. Come on, Deborahs, we need to pass the baton to the JLs. We need to pass the baton because we are a women with JL anointing. But we got to pass the baton to the women of the tent. Come on, somebody. Come on. So she judged Israel. But I love how God takes the foolish things to confound the wise and conquer nations. Can you imagine? This enemy, they killed everybody but him. They killed everybody but him. And he was running around looking for a place to hide. I'm telling you, the enemy is looking for a place to hide. And you need to draw a bloodline and say, devil, you will not hide in my house. He was running around because there was a friend. He had Heber was the door that opened for the enemy to come in. Come on, ladies, y'all better hear me. Even if your husband is not in a right place, you need to get as a gatekeeper and you need to be an intercessor. You need to stand in the gap and you need to kill that devil. Come on, somebody. Kill him. So he tried to run to JL's house because Heber was friendly with the enemy. But JL was not a friend. Listen at the devil. Listen, this is what you have to tell the devil. Devil, you have no part in me. Uh-huh. See, the devil had a part in Heber, JL's husband, but he had no part in JL. Devil, you have no part in me. Deborah was a woman of authority, and women of authority know how to delegate authority. We don't have to get a credit for it. Come on, God is anointing us where we can pass the baton. We can do the work and other people get the credit for it. Come on, because Deborah told Barack, okay, I'll go with you, but a woman is going to get the credit for the victory over our enemy. Y'all come on, so put it on the screen. It's right there about a woman going to get the credit for the victory. Didn't it make sense that Deborah should have been the woman that got the credit? No, because Deborah was a woman of authority. Deborah knew who she was. She didn't have to compete or fight or go back and forth with JL. I'm the judge of Israel. I'm a Old Testament prophet. You know, I sit under the tree and people come. I'm confident in who I am. And so let me share. Come on. Let me release. Let me pass the baton. Come on, women of God. It's time for you to loose these women and let them go. You ain't the only one that can prophesy. You're not the only one that can pray. You're not the only one that got the anointing to heal the sick. I'll call you forth, Deborahs. Come on. Pass that baton to the JLs. Oh, somebody gonna hear this. See, Deborah understood the principle that one plant, one water, and God bring the increase. The reason why we ain't got increase and the Midianites are eating up our increase, the Midianites are eating up our substance, the Midianites are impoverishing us because we do not understand one plant and the other water. If we plant, Deborah planted, JL watered, and God brought the increase. God can't bring the increase with stingy, selfish, narcissistic women ministers in the name of Jesus. Come on. Come on, somebody help me. Somebody pray with me right now that the Deborahs, can you get this on Mother's Day? God is raising up Deborahs. Hallelujah. That will release, listen, that will do the work and say, now, I done laid it out for you. It's been set up in the heavens. Now, girl, go do your thing. Do you. Because I've already prayed for you. Deborah blessed. She didn't talk about JL. She wasn't jealous of JL. She wasn't trying to take the credit. Deborah did all the work. All JL had to do was be in place and hear God and do what he wanted to do. There are people and pioneers and generals who have paid the price. They've laid the foundation. All we got to do is do what God. I wonder, do you hear me? I wonder, is there anybody hearing me? Come on, y'all, because God is raising up an army. And guess what? There ain't going to be no victory unless we understand file, rank, and order. Put it on the screen. I'm going back to my military roots. My spiritual roots are what count. But put file, rank, and order. There was order in the heavenlies. Deborah declared it. Barack obeyed it. And JL got up under it. Come on, somebody. Deborah declared it. Barack obeyed it. And JL got up under. What did she get up under? She got up under the spout where the glory was coming out. My girl JL. Woo! Apostle Eckhart, thank you for speaking that. He said, the anointing of Jael is coming upon you. And I prophesy to you, women of God. Listen, and there are several women, and I don't know how many. I think it's from anywhere from 5 to 30. And I ain't going to lie to you. There are several women that need to give a $1,000 offering for that Jael's. Listen, God is requiring more of us. On Mother's Day. Several of you. In this ministry, just as I'm planting in other ministries, you need and you need to send it to that Zelle, or you need to send a check, or you need to call me you need to text me at 904. Email me. That's right, email me at, because I don't want Marcia get mad at me. I don't want to get mad at me giving no other numbers, because she's like, people can't be talking, you taking up too much of your time. But email me at thekdmi300, if you pledge in that $1,000 seed, file rank and order, the anointing of JL. Listen, we planting a seed. I planted a seed last week. I'm planting one today, and I'm going to be planting one next week too. Listen, she prophesied a word from the Lord that ruled over JL's head until the enemies of God were defeated. And Barak, the Bible says, Barak and Deborah began to sing about the demise of Sisera. It says that they fought from the heavens, and the stars from their courses fought against Sisera. In other words, God fought the battle. The angels, the stars lined up and took Sisera out. But God used Jael to do it. She got the credit. God did it. And guess what? God gave Jael the credit, because he wanted folk to know that there are women that don't have to have a title. Come on, somebody. He wants folk to know that they don't have to have a worldwide ministry. They don't have to be saved 30 years either. Huh? There's some, God is raising up some young women like me. God was using me at 6 months. There were some folk, they didn't like it. They didn't understand it. But here, I'm still here. Yes, there were times when I had a zeal, but not. According to knowledge, and folk had to pull me in. And for you young people, and for you women with the ministries, I'm exhorting you, I'm lifting you up, but stay undercover. Come on, stay undercover. Put that on the screen. Stay undercover. JL walked under the cover of under the covering of Deborah. Deborah sent the covering out. She sent the word. Now listen at this. Deborah spoke the word. Barak obeyed the word. The angels lined up in the heaven. And Jael had to be in place in her home, and Sisera had to die. Put it on the screen. Sisera must die. In the name of, I don't know what it is that's coming up against your house. And please don't put your business on this screen, because everybody ain't saved, and everybody ain't on here for the right reason, and everybody ain't going to celebrate you while you're going through something. But I want you to put it on the screen. Sisera must die. Come on. Sisera must die. The devil can't have my children. The devil, you are not going to take my house. You're not going to take my job, my business, my ministry. You're not going to take my joy, my peace, my sleep. You're not going to take my relationships. Sisera, oh my God. And when Sisera, God is dealing with some Siseras. He's separating you from some stuff. Sisera must die. Here we go. Here we go. The story of how Jael gained victory over Sisera shows her willingness to do whatever God told her to do to protect her home and her nation. It wasn't what she did in her home affected the nation. It wasn't just about her house. Listen, Jael was standing in the gap for the enemy that was coming up against her nation. Listen, y'all may talk about America, but listen, if our borders are burned down, and if our enemies come in and take us into a realm that we never been in America, we need to pray for where you live. Pray for your land. Don't let nobody trick you. Love where you live. Oh, I hate America. Well, leave then. I love America. In the name of Jesus, pray for your coast. America is my coast. As for me and my house, as for me and America, we're going to serve the Lord. I'm praying that America is going to rise up, get in place. Come on. And the Siseras that are against America, and the Siseras against Florida, and the Siseras against our communities, our neighborhoods, our houses, and us as women and people as individuals. Come on, y'all. Come on. Here we go. Here we go. When Barak and the army of Israel overcome, found out that Sisera was defeated and that every soldier was killed. When Barak went forth to kill Sisera, Sisera fled to Jael's house. And let me write down these three things that she did so we could pray the virtuous woman prayer. Number one, she fed him. She waited on him and she killed him softly. She didn't have to hoop like a man. Come on, somebody. She didn't have to look like a man. She killed him softly. You know, even through her femininity. You know, guess what? If you're not feminine, I'm not the most feminine person, I would admit. You know, sometimes I could be a little, I work on it, you know. I work on it. I got the things that I work on. But I'm telling you, JL didn't have to act like a man to kill a man. Come on, somebody. She didn't have to be a man to do that. JL operated in the woman of the tent, the woman of the house, anointing. And she took authority over that man. And he asked her for milk. And she gave whatever he asked for, she gave him the opposite. She did not give the devil what he wanted. And guess what? She waited until he fell asleep. Come on, I pray prayers right now where you'll put the devil to sleep in your house. She waited until he fell asleep, and then she took a tent peg, come on, and a hammer, and she pushed it right through his head. She made him comfortable. Come on, the devil is getting set up right now. The devil thank you compromising. You know, sometimes you got to operate in a strategy. There's a warfare that you don't always let the devil know. Come on in. God bless you. Are you tired? You hungry? Let me feed. Lay down. Are you thinking, yeah, devil, I got something for you. Because you think you're going to come up in here and take my children out. You think you're finna come up here and take my house out. Yeah, lay down and rest. She made that devil comfortable. And whatever he asked for, she gave him the opposite. She fed him. She waited for him to go to sleep, and then she killed him right there in her house. And can you imagine all the mighty warriors and soldiers in the whole nation? They killed every soldier, but they could not kill Sisera. But one woman, come put it on the screen, say one woman. You know, Jezebel was one witch. Why God can't raise up one woman? Come on, say one woman. Jezebel was one witch. And after Elijah did all that he did, she ran the prophet away. We will not be run away by one witch. Listen, come on, put your hand on your chest. Say, I'm one woman. But one can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. One plant, one water, and God will bring the increase, women of God. Can we come together and stop fighting? Listen, oh my God. And the more we have in common, it seems like the more we disagree. Most of my enemies look just like me. You know, yeah, you can talk about the white man and the white woman, but the ones who give me the hardest time are the ones. Come on, somebody. Y'all, that familiar spirit. Y'all don't want to talk about that one. Yeah, because see, I understand racists. I understand Klansmen. They do what they supposed to do. You know, but mostly they can't get in close to me. I don't hang out with the Klan. I don't hang out with racists. I hang out in the hood. And that's where they be getting me at. Folk that look just like me. Come on, women, black, preachers, whatever we have in common. The enemy want to take our commonality and make us work it against each other. But I bind that in the name of Jesus. You are one woman. I am one woman. One can put 1,000 to flight, 2, 10,000. One plant, one water. God bring the increase. Come on, that's our vision. Come on, that's our vision, army. One plant, one water. God bring the increase. God cannot bring the increase if there's not a planter. You can't plant and water. Pass that baton. You can't plant and water. You want to plant, you want to water, and then you want to take credit for the increase. I say, God say, I will raise up a woman who will plant, and I will raise up a woman who will water, and I will bring the increase, and I'll give the credit to who I want to give the credit to. Come on, y'all. Let's get out of here. It's Mother's Day. Listen, the stars lined up over this situation, and the stars are lining up over your situation. Listen, it had to happen because it's written in the stars. Come on, I want you to put it is written in the stars. Whatever it is that you need over your house today, one plant, one water, God bring the increase. And guess what? I'm calling a few bad sisters. And I'm specifically speaking to sisters. A few bad sisters that's going to touch and agree with me. It ain't about money. But guess what? You put your money where your mouth is. Come on. You say you want prosperity. You speak in it, but do it. Faith without work is dead. I don't even know how many. I know I'm one. Okay? I know I'm one. But for those of you, and do not send $1,000 to Cash App. Send it to Zelle. Send it to KimDanielsMinistries.com. Come on, y'all. I'm looking for somebody to partner with me. You know, there's some folk, and they just coming after and coming and trying to, you know, get with me, and I'm busy, and they, you know what they're doing? They keep getting seeds. And then I just saw a sister, and she been sending her tithe, and I was like, God bless her, I'm praying for her. I go to the restaurant last night and see her in the restaurant. I just prayed over her tithe. I said, God bless this woman. And she walked past me, and I said, she got a mask on, and she walked past me. Come on, and there's some other folk that giving it. Guess how I know them? Their seed has made room for them. Don't me, I don't know. Sadia, you ain't never had to give me nothing to know you. Yolanda, you ain't never had to give me nothing, but your seed will make room for you. And can I tell you, as quick as you give it, God will give it back to you. As quick as you give it. We're getting ready to pray, but I just want to say this. She drove the peg in his temple and he died. Judges 4:17 through 23. Read it in your free time. JL was just a simple housewife in the eyes of many people, but spiritually speaking, she was a terror to the enemy. Come on, say it. I am a terror. I am a terror to the enemy. For those of you who I'm finished now, and I'm gonna go ahead, and we're gonna do some confessions as a virtuous woman, and we're gonna close out. Y'all go ahead and pay your tithe. For those of you who may not have but $1 to give, send it to Cash App, $5. You know, send your offerings to Cash App. You can send it there to Demon Buster 60. For those of you who are touching agree with me for $60. But then I'm looking for those who are going to walk with me and say, we're going to kill this thing in our house. And guess what? My seed, I'm a terror to my enemy, and my seed is going to go before me. Here we go. Y'all ready to pray? Come on, we're going to do the confessions of the Proverb 31 woman. I'm praying. I'm doing these confessions out of my spiritual housekeeping book, all right? Come on. As I say it, I'm going to read it. You just agree with me. If you feel like you need to repeat it, repeat it. But I'm going to read it out. I will open my mouth to speak on the behalf of those who are left desolate and defenseless. I will be a voice for the innocent, unborn babies who are murdered continually in my city. I will open my mouth to judge righteously and administer justice to the poor and needy. I will open my hand to the poor and fill the hands of the needy, whether they are in need of mind, body, or spirit. The virtue that God has given me makes me capable and intellectually equipped to do whatever he's called me to do. I am JL. Come on, put that on the screen. I am JL. I am JL. Come on, I am JL. I'm going to give that to y'all. Put, I am JL. Hallelujah. The lack of discernment will cause me to be over, the lack of discernment will cause me to be overlooked. Who can find me? Those who look will discover that my value is precious and outweighs the value of silver and gold. My husband or my husband-to-be confidently trusts in me in his heart and relies on me in strong security. Because of this, he has no lack in honest gain and no need of dishonest spoils. I am anointed to conform, encourage, and do good to my husband as long as there is life within me. And if you're not married, to my husband to be. I seek out wool and flax, skills that I use in my home that bring great income to my family. And I work with willing hands to develop business. I am like a merchant ship that bring food to my home from afar. I rise in the night. Y'all know. Come on, put it up there. I am JL. I rise in the night to get spiritual food for my household. I give a portion of it to my maids, and they are endowed with spirituality to accomplish the tasks that meet the needs of my home. Anyone who aids, serves, or assists me in my house will be blessed. Y'all put that on the screen. Anyone who aids, serves, or assists me in my house will be blessed. Out of faith. Faithful servitude, they will receive great reward. Out of faithful servitude, they will receive great reward. Come on, put it on the screen. I am JL. I have great business sense. I consider fields and buy them. Woo! I'm getting excited. Though I am a woman of the tent, the marketplace anointing is on my life. Come on, put that on the screen. Though I am a woman of the tent, the marketplace anointing is on my life. I am JL. Whew. The anointing to possess and occupy and merchandise. Come on, put that on the screen. Possess, occupy, and merchandise. The anointing to possess, occupy, and merchandise will cause me to plant fruitful vines in my vineyard. My fruit will remain and will not fall to the ground. My business will prosper. They will work for me, and I will not be overwhelmed by working for them. Whoever they are, they will work for me, and I will not be overwhelmed by working for them. I am girded with spiritual, mental, and physical strength. I am healthy. My mind is clear. Sister Eloise, Evangelist Eloise, your mind is clear. I reverse that lie of the enemy. I reverse that diagnosis against your memory. I reverse that diagnosis against your mind, and I send it back to the pit of hell. I send that demon to hell jail. I send you to hell jail. I send that demon. I lock you up. In the name of Jesus, leave that house right now. Leave Eloise Ellis's house now. She's JL. She's a woman of the tent. Loose her and let her go. My arms are strengthened to carry the load of my days. I can do many things at one time and excel in all of them. Come on, put it on the screen. I can do many things at one time and excel in all of them. Come on, put an exclamation mark there. Put an exclamation mark. I have the ability to taste and see that the labor of my hands is good. I have good endurance. My lamp will burn continually. I will not be overwhelmed and burned out. I renounce burnout. I am JL. Come on, some of y'all, come on, praise God with me right now. Hallelujah. I am JL. I will not fear the snow for my family. I have worked hard during the winter months, during the good weather. And my family has sustenance and saved up for hard times. Hard times will not overwhelm me. We are ready for hard times. And they are, and my family will be doubly clothed with scarlet. They're covered by the blood of Jesus. Come on, put those exclamation marks. I will make for myself coverlets, rugs of tapestry, cushions. Creativity is in my loins. I'm a businesswoman. I'm a money maker and a demon shaker. I'm a money maker and a devil stomper. Come on. I have garments of the priesthood in my wardrobe. The clothes that I wear are of the best material. I'm God's girl, and I ain't got on no cheap stuff. God has taught me quality over quantity. I make fine linen. Come on, y'all. I'm reading this out of the Bible for the haters. I make fine linen garments and lead others to buy them. I set the trends and the styles. And I, in my city, I set the trends and the styles in the nation. I set the trends and the styles internationally. I am not a follower. I am a leader. I am a leader, not a leader. I'm not a follower. I am a leader. I set the trends and the styles in Jesus' name. Even the heathen woman. Put this, God has given us the heathen for our inheritance. Even the heathen woman wants to be like me. Even the heathen woman is jealous of me. Even the heathen woman want what I got, and I give her my God. Wow. My husband, or my husband-to-be, is well known in the gate of my city. He sits among the elders of the land. And his counsel is sought after around the world. He does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the way of sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful. Other men seek his counsel because they desire what he has in his marriage. My husband is fulfilled spiritually and emotionally and physically through my relationship with him. There are no doors open in his life to cause him to give ungodly counsel. I am clothed with strength and dignity, and my position is strong and secure. I know who I am in the spirit. I know who I am in the natural. I know who I am on my job, in my position, and in my house. I am JL. Come on. I rejoice over my future. Great things are ahead for my personal endeavors. My marriage, my children, even my extended family, every omen or domestic prognostication against my future is overturned. Come on, I want you to put it on the screen right now. God is overturning stuff. He's overturning verdicts. The enemy has decreed and declared and put a legal verdict over you, but it's being overturned by God in the name of Jesus. And put this up, every demonic prognostication. We bind every prognosticator in the name of Jesus. My mouth is open in skillful godly wisdom. That's one of the things that I planted that $1,000 for last night to Mike Murdoch. The favor of wisdom. The favor of wisdom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. My mouth is open in skillful and godly wisdom. The law of kindness. Come on, put that on the screen. The law of kindness is in my tongue to give godly counsel and instruction. I'm not mean-spirited. I look well to how things go in my house. The bread of idleness, discontent, and self-pity I will not eat. I look well to how things go in my house. The bread of idleness, discontent, and self-pity I will not eat. My children will rise up and call me blessed. Put that on the screen. My children will rise up and call me blessed. My husband will boast and praise me, saying, many daughters have done virtually noble things, but my wife excels them all. Listen, ladies, listen, there are some men there's some women, I'm going to say this to you, you know, and God's going to break through for a husband for you. But the reason why is because you're so successful, and men, I hate to say it, there's a lot of men, they're intimidated, hate, and they hate on successful women, you know, and they, and instead of complimenting her, and even if you don't have as much, or even if you're not there, getting with her and complimenting her, they'll judge you and criticize you and ridicule you and nitpick you for the little thing. We got some things that's wrong with us, okay? But can you please tell me something good about myself? The virtuous woman, her husband will brag on her and boast on her. And guess what? And he said, but my wife excels them all. He gonna brag on her, and I don't care who else is doing what. He said, my wife is the greatest. She is a woman of excellence. Come on, put, I am JL. I am JL. Charm and grace are deceptive. Y'all put this in there. Charm and grace are deceptive. And beauty is vain. Can't go by how cute you are. Charm and grace is deceptive. And beauty is vain because it's temporary. Eventually, you're going to get wrinkled. Eventually, you're going to get some. Most of us going to get some cellulite. You definitely not going to look like you look when you were a spring chicken. But charm and grace are deceptive. Come on, virtuous women, JL, women of the tent. Charm and grace are deceptive, and beauty is vain because it's temporary. This is why I will be a woman who reverently and worshipfully fears the Lord. And because of this, I will be praised. I will be praised because I praise him.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's show. To contact Apostle Kimberly Daniels at Spoken Word Ministries, you can call her at 904-237-9363. Services are Sundays at 12 noon or Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. And join us again next Sunday evening at 6 here on Praise 107.9.